fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we try to help you, the people of Hawaii. And today's topic, well, one of them, is about Hawaii Raceway Park. Hawaii Raceway Park has a long history. And way back in the early 70s, it shut down because racing wasn't going like it's supposed to. And the person leasing it shut it down and was going to give up. I went to California to learn about this new program of racing. And in California, it was called Southern Cal ProGas. Southern California ProGas. So I got the rules and regs from my three friends that started it and came back to Honolulu and organized a meeting at my repair shop. I had groups from different, representatives from different groups, and we met, and I told them, let's try to save the racetrack by trying this new type of racing that they do in California. It's called the Southern California ProGas. So I gave them the rules and regulations and all that, and a lot of them were negative. They all didn't want to work together, and they were all against it. I said, look, it's either we try this, or there's not going to be a racetrack. Well, from day one, racers never worked together. You know, they would rather see the racetrack fold up forever and no racing anymore. Now, that's kind of dumb, but I picked out representatives from each group and told them, look, we're going to start it, and you people are going to be the board of directors of what is called, it's going to be called 50th State ProGas. So they said, okay. A lot of them still was negative. But I said, let's try it. So I contacted the person that had the lease for Hawaii Raceway Park. And I said, let's try this one. So there were only 7 cars that came out for that race to put on a show to see how it would run. I brought my race car, my Nova Shenandoah, back out just for that race. And Les Park made the comment that I was starting this because I wanted to win all the money. No, I just wanted to win, get the race started again. Well, I got sponsors. I talked to my manufacturers across the USA, and I got sponsors to sponsor money, cash for that first race. But it was, excuse me, it was going to be a contingency. If you won the race and you had the decal on your car and you had the product, you'd have to have all of that. Then you would win whatever money that part manufacturer was putting up. The total amount, if you won everything, was $16,000. Well, I had to throw the race. I ran against this red Corvette and leave the line late so that the Corvette would win. And my daughter came up to me and said, "Dad, why you did that?" I told her, "You know, I cannot win the race. It's the race to try to keep the racetrack open." Well, General Lau won the first race, and he won, I think, $3,000. From then on, I started it on all the rest of the islands. I started it because I love racing, and I think racing is a good part of Hawaii. You keep the young people off the road and on the racetrack. Anyway, it boomed. And I was trying to get it bigger, so I started junior drag racing for the young kids, 8 to 18. But the stipulation there was they cannot have a grade below C. Anyway, it grew and grew even bigger. And before the racetrack closed, I was trying to do a different program. And it was called Jackpot Racing. It's for the street racers and everybody that wanted to race for money. You put your money in the pot, $25 each car, and the winner takes all. But the difference was with this race, the starting light, or what we call the Christmas tree, would have no yellow lights. It would go from the get ready light right to green. So you would never know when the green is going to come on. I tried that race, that type of racing, on the junior dragsters in Maui, and the kids all loved it. The slowest car won the race. So it was anybody's race. Anyway, I wanted to get that started here with adults. The rules to the whole program, you have to join the league. And once you join the league, if you're caught speeding 20 miles over the speed limit, they would pull your card and you're out. You cannot come back and race for the money again for life. And they have to understand that. The other regulation was, if you're caught racing on the road, they pull your card. If you caught DUI on the road, they would pull your card. Those are the three majors. And because of that, the manufacturers across the USA wanted to get in. So, but the racetrack closed. I know this would work. I still believe in it. And I would really want the racetrack to open again. Okay? If you want to give us a call, our number is 528-4181. 528-4181. And sorry, we have only two numbers, and they're not what they call rollovers. So the other number, where's that other number? Let me see. The other number is 524-9510. 524-9510. Okay? So we have only those two separate lines. So if it's busy, call the other number. 528-4181. And hopefully next week we'll have a regular three-line rotary. So, give us a call. Okay, let's move on. If you need to clean your garage floor, your engine parts, whatever, your clothes with grease on it, I recommend using the Degreaser 2000 from Crestec Cleaning Center. It's excellent. It's biodegradable, it's safe, and it's just out of this world. Very, very good. Okay? Anyway. What's that?
We have Dr. Dean on the line.
Hey, Dean.
Hey, just wanted to let the listeners know I did my weekly test. Shell is still the highest.
Okay.
But I'm going to, even Shell being the highest and best that you can buy here on this island, the listeners really have to help us out on this one. We got to help George find a venue where he can stop pushing and selling ethanol once again.
I know everybody's calling for ethanol.
Yeah, we need ethanol in our cars, really. I mean, you know, what a difference. I mean, you know, my car hasn't run good since we didn't have any more ethanol.
I know. Poor thing, yeah? Mm-hmm.
Hey, yeah. Dean, when I went to the mainland, we tried the E85.
Uh-huh.
And it made a big difference, mileage-wise and how the car runs.
Yeah.
Yep.
Actually, they say that whatchamacallit, that only the cars that have the E85 sticker can use that. But if to put it bluntly, you can use it with any car.
That's right.
Because it'll run if not better. I mean, I'm not fooled by these things that where it says, oh, your car has to be an E85 or, you know, a flex fuel. I don't believe that.
Well, our car was in flex fuel, so we only put in maybe like 2 or 3 gallons to the full tank. But it made a difference.
Yeah, it does. As long as you have, I think, you know, well, as long as there's at least so many percent of gasoline, I think any car, you have to have a minimum of 20% gasoline. So even with the E85, yeah, it's still doable.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thanks, Dean.
No, thanks a lot, George. Right.
Yeah, Dean checks all the gas and turns in the report. It's all on his time. The state and city don't pay him. In fact, the state and city don't want him to do that. They don't want you people to know the truth about the gasoline octane. The lower the octane, the less your gas mileage. The more damage you do to your car. And the damaging is in the transmission, number one, because when the computer senses an engine knocking from low octane, it slips the transmission so you don't feel the jerking. And now it's common sense, folks. You keep slipping it, it's going to wear out and break down. So it's up to you, the people, to do something. I'm trying my part to help you. Now, if you don't want to help, then we'll just stand back.
Oh, I think you really have to pay attention to how your car runs.
People don't do it. The only time they pay attention when it's stuck on the freeway.
Because we ran that car without ethanol at first. Or, you know, just whatever had up to 10% in the pump. And then we drove a few hundred miles. Then we found a station that had E85. So we filled with the E85 and topped it off with gas. And it was a huge difference.
I know. I try to tell people this, but it's like talking to the flagpole. At least when I talk to the flag waves. Joke. Okay? But anyway, it does work, folks. And we're trying to find a location to sell some more ethanol. But anyway. There was on the news that the city and state was going to test the rail train. Did anybody ever see or find out what happened? I didn't hear anything or see anything. And Celine Steve said there was nothing. And Celine Steve is heavy on this stuff of finding out if it works or not. Who do you have on the line now?
We have Ron from Kalihi.
Hi, Ron.
Hey, how's it, George? Thanks for taking the call. Thanks for doing the show. Always listen to you every week, if not on the radio, on the computer.
Good.
I tried that degreaser 2000, and wow, really fantastic. Really easy to degrease the engine. All you do is spray them, but... They don't you're supposed to cut them down, like you're supposed to add water. I think it's like less than half and half or something like that to the water.
Mm-hmm. I use it straight.
What was that?
I use it straight. I don't cut it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. 100 times better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, even when I mix them with maybe half and half, she still work good.
Try straight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So 5 minutes, and then, yeah, I just spray them down, and boy, and let some other friends try them out, and, yeah, they're surprised that the engine is, like, brand new.
Nice, yeah.
Nice, yeah, yeah. Real handy there.
Yep.
And then the kind... I was going to ask, do you recommend that Lucas brand of additive?
No, sir.
Oh, how come?
Additives to the fuel is poison to your health.
No, no, not the fuel, the oil additive.
No,
Lucas.
No.
No.
No. If you use the Royal Purple HPS, you don't need any additives, and you will, I guarantee you, you will feel a difference.
Oh.
That's the only one, and the AMSOIL, that has metal protector. Any oil with the back of the bottle, it has the round SAE seal. Don't use it.
Oh, okay. And then, I remember a few weeks ago you was talking about this oil additive, but for the rubber seals, because I get one Toyota Camry, and she get one oil leak up by it. I think that's the head cover gasket.
Mm-hmm.
So you said that there was something you can put in the oil and...
Yeah, AT-205.
AT-205.
Mm-hmm.
Where you can get that?
Oh, that is $1 million question.
Wait a minute. Doesn't Crestec Cleaning Center sell it?
They used to. I think you can check Crestec. Or the other place that I think should have it is AutoZone.
Well, AutoZone, the one
Stadium Mall.
Stadium, yeah.
Yes.
AT-205, huh?
Yep.
Okay, I'll go give that.
And
one
you know, try. AutoZone, this is real crazy, you know. AutoZone is right next there, right next door to O'Reilly. But AutoZone's prices on parts is way cheaper than O'Reilly. But people all go to O'Reilly. I don't understand that.
Yeah. Yeah, strange, huh?
Yeah.
That's what you really call shopping around, huh?
They don't. They go to the higher one. I don't know. And it's the same brand.
Same brand, oh. Okay.
Yeah, but I recommend the Royal Purple HPS, the High Performance Street Oil. It has all the metal protectors and more.
Okay. All right, I'll go look for that. And then last thing, George, you know, I've been noticing, like, if you're going westbound between Sears Distribution and then that Wipeout will cut off and then the H1, H2 split off over there, I know there's a lot of lane changing. I find it hard to change lanes over there.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
They're redoing the lanes, and it's illegal. They're making the lanes narrow.
Mm-hmm.
It's legal only for a temporary of 30 days. After that, they got to bring it back to the legal width. But they're trying to engineer the lanes so that less traffic. But they're endangering the public, because the big containers that go down the road are on lane, line to line.
Mm-hmm.
It's dangerous.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Unless the people make noise, they'll keep on doing all this stuff.
Oh, boy. Danger.
Yes.
Yeah, scary nowadays on the road. I don't like to go driving already. I try to keep it at a minimum, man.
Yeah.
But oh, they're going to keep raising the registration, though.
Yeah, for the real.
Mm-hmm.
Sad.
And property taxes.
Yep. And you notice they say it's all temporary. It's never temporary. All the temporary taxes have still been there. It's still there. never taken off.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So
they just find ways to make more taxes.
Yeah, you see, once you give those politicians money, they won't say no. They'll take more. That's sad.
Yeah, it's getting bad.
Yeah.
Oh, hard to man, keep it together.
Yeah, that's why a lot of auto repair shops are shutting down and moving from Hawaii. It's sad.
Oh,
it's
bad.
Sad. Yep.
Okay, George. Well,
okay.
Mahalo.
Take care.
Have a good show. Thank you.
Aloha.
Bye.
Break time.
Yes, we have to go to a break. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
No Rolling Bob, but we have Jay from Kaimuki.
Hi. Hello, you're on the air. This is Jay.
Jay?
Hmm.
Hello.
Okay. What happened to Rolling Bob then?
Well, he can't get through, that line's busy.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay, Bob, call back now.
The two numbers we have is 524-9510. 524-9510 or 528-4181. Okay? So anyway, while we're waiting for Bob to call in, safety check, you know how I stand on that. Get rid of it. And I was told that the VIN number is illegal to remove it. It's not illegal. If they made a law, okay, so-called law, that says you have to post your social security number on everything you have, would you do it?
No.
Well, it's
crazy?
It's the same thing like the VIN number. The VIN number is the social security number for your car. It tells everything. It even, if you take it, you can even make a key for your car. So, why not just hang your key on the mirror and say, help yourself. Okay. Do we have Bob?
Yes, we have Rolling Bob on the line.
George.
What happened?
I'm Rolling Bob. You keep me waiting?
Yeah, I keep you rolling. What's up?
Oh, my goodness. Man, I can't dial that fast. You know how people speed dial? I cannot. I'm too old. I can't dial that fast.
Well,
anyway, what's up is, you expect the people at the rail to tell you when something didn't work?
Yeah.
No, but you said, this is the point. Why didn't they tell you about the test?
I know.
Because, you know, if that thing was going through bad, you'd be on the news. The mayor would be out there waving his hand on the train. Hey, look, it worked great. I was suspicious when they said we had to get the dummy car to make sure there was proper spacing on the track. And I'm going, wait, this is 2017.
No.
Laser measurers. You got GPS can tell you within 3 inches where you're at.
Yep.
You got laser, everything, measurements and all this. And $5 billion, and they go, oh, we better make sure that there's clearance. You know, you can't make this stuff up. You just can't make, if you wrote a movie like that, people would laugh at you. They go, that's stupid. Nobody would do that.
Mm-hmm.
What can you do? What can you do?
Well, it's up to the people to say something.
I know. Well, I keep saying it. You keep saying it. Matter of fact, most of my friends won't even talk to me about it now. As soon as I walk up, there's Roland Bob. Don't say nothing. Don't get them started. But folks, if you don't talk to people, you never get a full understanding, and maybe you might get an idea you might like.
That's right.
So anyway, on that note, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you, and we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. And hopefully next week we have the rolling, rotary numbers. But for now, you have to dial in at 528-4181, 528-4181, or the other number would be 524-9510, 524-9510, okay? So you can give us a call if you have an announcement or, you know, they have a question, whatever. Anyway, yes, the safety check VIN number is on the safety check sticker. If you don't believe what I'm saying, get a good key guy that has a computerized key cutter, and they can make you a key. The dealers can do it. Okay. All they need is the VIN number. So.
Yes.
And no, they don't ask you for registration or anything like that, because if your key is locked in the car, and how are you going to get in to get your registration and everything? Okay. So, anyway. And if you got your car from the mainland, how are you going to do that? Anyway. Who's on the line now?
We got Dino from Honolulu.
Hi, Dino.
Hi. George, I bought a 50-year-old used car. Mint condition, low mileage. But I don't know the history of the car. So the first thing in my mind is a timing belt.
What kind of car?
44 Toyota Camry. Four-cylinder, 47,000 miles.
Wow.
Do I... timing belt, that's the question, Buck.
I would recommend highly to change it.
Change it. Can you pull the cover and just eyeball it, or just go ahead and change it?
For your own safety, I would just change it.
Change it, okay. What else? I like to, you know, bring all the service up to date. So, brake fluid is very good. Brakes brand new.
Wow.
But
you got yourself a deal.
Yeah, I believe so. Really nice car. I drive a truck, so the car is a blessing. Truck rides hard.
It's 50 years old, the car.
15, yeah.
15?
1.5,
yeah. Oh, I thought you said 50. I was like, 50?
No, I'm sorry, 1.5.
Okay.
Camry. So, okay, any recommendation, shop-wise, price-wise?
We can do it for you.
Okay. I get your number.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll call and talk to you later.
Okay.
Right on. Okay, John, thank you much.
Aloha.
We have Barbara from Waipahu.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, George. You know, you talked about the degreaser.
Yes.
And I thought that was just for the garage or the floor, and this guy's talking about the engine.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean for the engine?
They spray it all over the engine and wait about 5 minutes and hose it all down, and all the engine comes just like brand new.
You mean the exterior?
Yeah, not inside the engine now.
And just the engine part?
Well, it's like in the engine compartment.
Yeah, the engine under the hood.
The whole front hood area?
Yes.
Oh, and it doesn't matter if it's plastic or whatever.
No.
Hoses or...
Don't matter.
Everything.
Yes.
Wait, but isn't certain cars you cover up something so it doesn't get wet? I don't know. Older cars? Wait, aren't you going to have a hard time starting it if water gets in?
You just let it dry out. That's it.
So even the battery?
Oh, yeah.
And then when you hose it out, because it's oil product, you just on your garage or?
Yeah. It's all biodegradable.
I mean the oil from the engine or the, you know, under the hood is all petroleum, so.
Yeah, the degreaser 2000 dissolves it all.
And it's a non-toxic degreaser.
Yes, yes.
How long does it last? Is it a small thing or? Because you're not only going to use it for that, got to be other things.
Oh, yeah, you can use it for clothes. For anything that you want to clean, carpet, whatever.
So I think it's available in different sizes.
Yeah.
Like you can buy a gallon of it if you want.
So it's like a, not only a degreaser, but like a stain remover.
Yes.
You can even use it to wash your clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Okay. Now the two numbers, again, is 524-9510 and the other number is 528-4181. Okay, sorry for the inconvenience, but those are the numbers for now. Hopefully by next week it gets fixed and everything's back to normal again.
And stay tuned, we have to go to another short break. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
She's real fine, my 409.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans. Sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And the next topic I want to talk about is no-fault insurance. Folks, I didn't understand it, what no-fault insurance is all about. Well, you see all these commercials on TV about this law firms defending people who got hurt. Well, until you get into an accident yourself and have to file for no-fault insurance. And I think only Hawaii has that so-called no-fault insurance. No-fault insurance is your own insurance company has to pay for all the medical coverage that you have to have, okay, up to a certain amount. After that, you're on your own. Do you know that the other insurance company will not pick you up? The one that is involved in the accident and caused the accident is not obligated to pick it up and take care of you. And that's why then you'd have to go out to get an attorney to go file a lawsuit to recover or get your further medical. And if that person doesn't have enough medical coverage, then you're out on the street.
That's why it's saying they say not to get the minimum coverage, right? To get the
that's
maximum.
That's right. A lot of people are not paying attention when they're driving. So, what can you say? Anyway, that's the topic on the insurance as far as no fault. Okay? And I think they should eliminate no fault and bring it back to normal.
What do you mean, bring it, eliminate it and bring it back to normal?
Oh, okay.
Then they don't have insurance and you're not going to get covered.
No. What I mean by bring it back, take out that stupid no fault and make it where the person that's wrong, he has to pay from get-go. Okay? No fault. Your own insurance have to cover it up to, I think, $10,000. And then you're out. Nobody's going to cover you. So it's that what I'm meaning by this is it's best that they get rid of that no fault, and whoever is at fault pays from the get-go all the way.
Well, you still have that trouble of people who are driving around without insurance.
Okay, the uninsured motorists, your own insurance will have it. That's why you get uninsured and underinsured. So that's what it's all about, okay? And you go for the maximum because it's not much more. It's a few dollars. But it's protecting your family. Okay? Especially today because there's so much crazy drivers. Now, I hear this all the time. Is people go and buy a new car. They look and look and look and look. And you know the hassles. Especially the ladies. They want a special color or whatever. And they look and look and look. In the end, they get so frustrated that they just buy whatever. But, you know, it's not right. I recommend you buy a car that you want. The best way to buy one, if you're really particular, is special order. You go down the row and you pick out everything that you want. That way, it's like you're walking through the manufacturer's plant and you say, I want this, I want that, I want this, I want that. Okay? Especially you ladies, you go and buy clothes. Oh, this is not just right. Oh, that's not just right. You pick out the best one, the one that you really want. You don't buy one that, well, I guess I can live with that. No. Okay? Because otherwise, you won't be happy. Like this waitress at Zippy's. She bought a car that was kind of what she wanted. But now that she has it about a year, she's talking about, oh, I don't really like the car. I should just turn it back in and buy another one. That's lose money. Buy the right one from the get-go. Okay? That way, you're happy. Anyway, give us a call at 528-4181. 528-4181. Or 524-9510. It's not a rotary, so if the first one is busy, you got to call the second number. If the second one is busy, you call the first one. I'm sorry, but for now, we have to deal with this. Okay? But anyway, a lot of shopping malls across America is closing down. I don't know if it's been on the news, but this is the word I'm getting. Even here in the islands, the shopping malls are having a hard time because of the internet. So, I don't know what's the answer. But internet is good for one way and bad on another way. You see a lot of stores, restaurants, and everything else closing down. In Chinatown, a Chinese restaurant shut down because of high rent. Landowners across the USA have to be happy with what they're getting. It's better than getting nothing. But I don't understand these landowners. Would it be better to get nothing than to get a little bit? I don't know. Anyway, who's next on the line?
It's break time.
Okay.
We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And give us a call at 528-4181 or 524-9510. Okay? If you have a question or whatever. I know a lot of women don't want to call and, you know, ask stuff. because the guys always criticize. But never mind. This show is where everything goes. Okay? So, erase the VIN number from your safety check. And they don't put it on the news that the auto theft is up at a high. Yes, think about it. If you got the VIN number and you make a key of that car, you can just steal a car, go around the block, take off the plates, put your plates on. Nobody will ever catch you. Okay? Because they go by the license plates. And if you got the same kind of Camry, same color, they switch the plates, who would know? Nobody. Okay? So, remove the VIN number. That's the best way to be theft-free. And there's also a VIN number on the windshield by right in front of the driver. Put a little piece of paper and block it. Okay? And this one person called the police department and they said it's illegal to remove the VIN number from the safety sticker. You mean to say that it's illegal for you to cover the VIN number by the windshield too? Oh, BS. No, you can remove the VIN number from the safety sticker because police officers themselves are removing the VIN number from their safety stickers. Okay? So, protect yourself. Okay, and the other one, again, and it happened again, a lady opened her door on the passenger side and took package out to put in the back of her vehicle, opened the trunk, but left the passenger door open at the Poly Longs. And somebody came along, took her purse and everything, jumped in the other car and drove off.
And did she know at that time he took her purse?
Nope.
Oh, so she didn't get to see what kind of car?
Nope.
License number?
Nope. So she's, that's it. Big lose money. Lose money. Okay, ladies, do not leave the passenger door open where your purse is. Okay? That's for your safety. And when you get in and out of your car, especially when you're coming into your car in a dark parking lot, do not diddle-daddle around. The car, lock the doors and windows, and then diddle-daddle around. So many women always take their time, open the door, I don't know what they're doing, fooling around and moving stuff around, and the doors open, you might as well hang a sign on the window, hey, come rob me. That's crazy. People having hard times today, okay? And that's the perfect situation right there. So what are you gonna do? Okay? So please, when you go to your car, have your key ready, get in your car, lock the doors, okay? Then do what you gotta do. The men never do that. Men open the door, get in, put the key in, and drive off. Women all fool around, open the trunk, do this, do that. No, don't do it. You're opening and inviting yourself to trouble, okay? Be safe. Okay, now, there's a lot of callers calling in off air and telling me about ethanol-free gas. Now, okay, I'm going to explain again. Ethanol was put in the gas as an anti-knock, okay, because the octane is way, way too low. It has to have anti-knock. To have the car run on straight gasoline with no anti-knock, the octane has to be no less than 100 octane. Okay? The oil companies will not do that because you will get fantastic gas mileage. So they dropped it back in 1975. And they add in an anti-knock, MTBE, Mary Tom Baker Easy. And then anti-knock, but it's high cancer. So they had to remove it to replace the anti-knock. Was ethanol. Ethanol is an excellent anti-knock. And that's why when Wanda tried it, they got fantastic performance because it made the engine run free. Okay? It didn't have to run retarded. It didn't have to run and slip the transmission. It ran free because there was no knocking.
But you know, I came across somebody who says that they started using the ethanol-free gas and they love it.
Well, in the ethanol-free gas, you gotta have common sense, folks. Please, please think. How can they run with no ethanol in the gas with no anti-knock? I'm telling you, you cannot run a lawnmower on that gas. There is an anti-knock in there, and the other anti-knocks that's being put in is highly, highly dangerous. Okay? Look around. The world is all messed up because the environment is being hit by the oil companies. Before the oil companies came along, the environment was clean. You can spray oil in the ocean and the fish and everything will die. You spray ethanol into the ocean, nothing will die except the bacteria. Nothing. Okay? So when Henry Ford made that statement that ethanol is the best fuel for the future, he was right. But nobody listened. Just like now. I say this on the radio all the time. I get myself in hot water with oil companies to try to save the environment.
So maybe you shouldn't say anything.
Well, you know, Wanda, way back in the early 60s, I had a lot of policemen friends. And way back then, okay, we had an old guy that was laying on the sidewalk. It was set up. And people would stop and help him. Today, people don't stop anymore. People don't help you. You're on your own. In fact, on that subject, there was a blind man crossing Kukui Street. Kukui and Mauna Kea. He was in the middle of the intersection, not in the crosswalk. He didn't know where he was going. And somebody stopped, pulled over, ran out, and helped him to the side of the road. Now that is the old style. Today is sad. People don't help you. You're on your own. I'm trying to help you from the old days. Okay? And it's up to you what you do. Okay? So, who do you have?
Off air.
Off air?
Off air question.
So can I give off air answer?
You're looking for a shop, and does it matter where it is?
At this point, no. Because so many people out there, my old customers, that been dealing with me for over 30 years, a loss. And I feel sorry for them because, you know, what you gonna do?
Well, it's hard because there's a lot of places that do not want to lease to automotive, right?
Yes, yes, and that's so silly, because EPA restricts all contamination, and when the person leaves the shop and is contaminated, they're liable with EPA. So what happened here in Hawaii? No EPA? Well, on the mainland, it's no way. You don't do that. EPA shut you down. So anyway, so much for that. And we're trying to do things to help you, the people. And the other thing is not automotive, but, you know, the politicians, they should not tax the seniors for property tax that they live on and tax when they buy things, food and everything else. Gotta help the seniors. Nobody's helping them.
Okay, fast question okay. From Barbara Waipahu.
Hi, Barbara.
George, did you look at Pro City Industrial Park?
I can ask my realtor, but 99% of them don't want automotive.
Oh, I see.
That's why 12 auto shops that I know of have left and went to the mainland. They went to Texas, Arizona, Las Vegas, Reno, and even Oregon.
So what about if there's a place in Eva like that, or Lualualei, or any place?
Well, we'd like to stay as close to town as possible, but if worse come to worse, then that's the only place we can move to.
Mm-hmm. Automotive shop, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So then we can do ethanol again. Okay? So, is that time to say mahalo for calling in and, you know, making Hawaiian Automotive 101 number one. Take care of each other, and please, please don't drink and drive. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.